Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for waiting. Welcome to Rosas' earnings conference call to discuss the results for the third quarter of 2023. We have here with us today Fernando Miziara, CEO, and Vitor Alvarez, director of the company. Please be aware that this meeting will be recorded and has simultaneous interpretation into English. You can select the webcast with the desired audio at ri.rosaresidencial.com.br. During the meeting, all participants will be in listen-only mode for the presentation, and then we will begin the question-and-answer session when further instructions will be provided. Before proceeding, we would like to clarify that any statements that may be made during this presentation regarding the company's business prospects, projections, and operational and financial goals are beliefs and assumptions of Rosas' management, as well as information currently available to the company. Further considerations are not guarantees of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions, as they refer to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. General economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors may affect the company's future results and may cause them to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. I would now like to give the floor to Mr. Fernando Miziara, Rosas' CEO. Please, Mr. Miziara, you may proceed. Good morning. Thank you all for being here. After the first 9 months of 2023 and still experiencing a scenario that continues to be quite challenging for Rossi, our team has already managed to achieve some important results for the company and implement much of what was planned at the end of last year when we decided to file a request for judicial reorganization at the Judicial District of São Paulo. The process itself continues to progress as planned, and yesterday we took a very important step with the resumption of the General Creditors Meeting and the approval of our judicial reorganization plan by most of our creditors. The plan will now be ratified by the First Court of Bankruptcy and Judicial Reorganization of São Paulo, and until this happens, the company remains focused on its internal restructuring process. We continue to maintain cash discipline and seek to increase our operational efficiency, whether through improving our sales and transfer processes or through the optimization of our structure, and this has yielded good results. The company's growth sales surpassed 10 million mark for the second quarter in a row and showed an increase of 26% on Rossi's share as compared to the same period last year. This performance reflects the success achieved by the company in reducing the number of units subject to judicial mortgage, releasing part of our inventory, which until the judicial recovery request was blocked and unavailable for sales. Furthermore, we also maintained a high resale rate of canceled units, which reached 91% this quarter, and we saw an increase in the speed of transfers due to the signing of financing contracts and clients' payments made in the third Q 23, which maintained cash inflows at a similar level to the last quarter and well above from what we saw in the first quarter of 23. Regarding our cost reduction strategy, the efforts made by the entire team continued to yield positive results throughout 23, maintaining the trend of reducing administrative and commercial expenses, which compared to 22 fell by 38% and 55% respectively. All of this enabled the company to fulfill all its obligations assumed with its current suppliers and achieve a small increase in its cash balance, which reached 17.4 million in September. Challenges will continue to exist, however, diligent and optimistic about the success of our judicial recovery plan, as well as the results already achieved by our team, we will continue preparing to, in the near future, begin the transition to a new phase of the company of value creation and new developments. Now, going to our presentation, we're going to slide number 2 that contemplates the sales done by the company. In the upper part of the slide, we see that gross sales reached 10 million, 29% above what we had in 3Q22. As I have commented after the judicial request, the company got back its units, and so we were able to sell part of this inventory that had been blocked, what explains the improvement in performance in this last quarters. And then we maintained the sales SOS at the same level of the second quarter. When we analyze the year to date, we see that sales reached 27 million in Rossi's share, 25% drop as compared to the same period in 22. This drop in sales presented in the last 15 months is directly related to depreciation of stocks, as the company has finished the launches until 2017, or the jobs launched until then. On the lower part of this slide, we can see what was delivered 100% since all the jobs have been delivered. We also demonstrate the geographic distribution of the sales with emphasis in non-strategic regions, 64% of the total sales, and most of them are in Rio. Now let's go to slide 3. In the upper part, we present the recessions in the last 15 months. In the third quarter, it's up to 10 million, significantly less than what was seen in 3Q22. Then many districts have been formalized as preparation for our judicial recovery. So it's an atypical event. If we compare the volume of this third quarter with those registered in the previous ones, it has a similar level. In year to date of 23, it's 30 million different from what was seen on the same period last year. And this difference also reflects what's happening after the judicial recovery. The cancellations are associated to the effort of the company to monetize what it has, the accounts receivable. 91% were resold, contributing to cash generation in the short run. In the lower part of the slide, we see the distribution regarding the state of the jobs and where these units are. The next slide, we present the profile of the stock of the company. It's a PS fee of 120 million. Besides the natural events of sales, there was a decrease of 3.6 billion in our stock related to price reassessment in these units that were canceled, and they were put back in the company stock and were resold by its market value. On the upper right side, we detail the stock according to the year of launching, and in the lower part of the slide, we see that the ready units represent 100% of our inventory, and most of it, or 54% of this same PSV, is in non-strategic regions. Now I give the floor to Victor, who is our director, for his considerations relation the financial performance of the company in this quarter. Thank you, Fernando. Good morning, everybody. Going on with the presentation, slide number 5, We show the debt evolution and FTRS and FSH. After the company has taken successfully the process of restructuring some of its loans that were contracted at Bradesco and Banco do Brasil, and contracts of FSH with Bradesco and Itaú. The variations presented here, quarter over quarter, refer to interest in this period and also amortization through repassing its guarantees. In this third quarter, the debt has a total of 317 million and FSH 315, presenting a small increase when compared to the first quarter and the second quarter of 2023, as I commented, because of the taxes in that period. With the judicial recovery request, most indebtedness will be paid in those terms that was approved yesterday. In the lower part of the slide, we show the cash and equivalents in the last 15 months, 17 million in September, positive variation of 73% in relation to what we saw in June the same year. And this increase in the cash and equivalents is related to net sales in this last quarter. It impacted the transference volume. Now, slide number six, we show in the upper part the progress of the transference of the company. In this quarter, it reached 29%, 4% more when compared to the second quarter of 2023. When we analyze in absolute terms the volume of new contracts and payments, we can see that it was 7 million in this quarter, improved and when compared to last three trimesters. Now, to the lower part of the slide, we see that cash inflow reached 11 million this quarter, 31% reduction as compared to the third quarter of 2022. This is due to the reduction in debt balance of potential transfer agreements, and it's directly related to natural reduction in inventories and gross sales. Anyway, when compared, cash inflows remained almost the same when compared to the first Q23, increased by 47%. As I have commented, this is an effect of the gross sales carried out in the last two quarters. We hope that unblocking the units that had been blocked, has been happening from the beginning of this year, commercial performance will go on improving, and we can have more transfers. It's worth saying that once we have delivered all the works that we had in progress, you can see on the lower left part of the same slide the results. Slide number seven, we show the progress of the most important metrics for results. We show the net revenue, 7 million in the third quarter 2023. And year to date, it was negative 6 million in 2023. And in the same period of 2022, was plus 4 million. We had quite a few cancellations, so it's necessary to complement provision for distracts because our accounts receivable was aging. On that slide, we show on the left lower part G&A. After reviewing the contract and our internal processes, this process results in a saving of 38% in G&A and 55% in commercial expenses. When we compare the values from 2023 to the ones from 2022. And at last, on the lower right side, we see that net income loss was of 140 million, in improving, considering negative result of 232 million in 2022. Now, I give the floor to the operator for Q&A. Thank you. We'll now begin Q&A. Questions can be texted using the Q&A icon available at the bottom of the screen. To ask your question, click on the icon and type your question, which will be read and answered by our speakers. Please wait as we collect the questions. For questions, use the icon Q&A available at the bottom of the screen, and you can type your question there that will be read and answered by our speakers. To ask questions, you can click on Q&A on the lower part of the screen and type your question that will be read and answered by our speakers. We now give the floor to the company for their final considerations. Once again, I thank the whole team of the company that has put an amazing effort for the plan to be approved yesterday. It was very important in the history of the company, and we'll keep the market informed about our processes. And thank you all. Shall you have a good day? Thank you. This teleconference is closed. We thank everybody's participation and have a nice day.